Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Piers Dormeyer. Piers Dormeyer, EagleView CEO, has a passion for technology and the power to transform industries and deliver value. He has founded successful businesses, led high-performing teams, and implemented scalable processes with a mission to transform how people work while forging powerful partnerships and consistently driving exceptional business outcomes. Piers has discovered the key to driving growth, alignment, and organizational health, and it goes beyond mastering conference calls. He believes in connecting purpose to performance and valuing the people who play a significant role in our lives. Well, good afternoon, Piers. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, appreciate this. This is awesome. You're hailing out of the great state of Florida today, and I'm in Kansas City. So again, traversing only an hour time zone, but love doing this stuff. And Piers, this is just so fun for me. So we're going to just jump right into your first question here. With an impressive academic background from the University of Florida and MIT Sloan School of Management, we're kind of alums there. Could you share how your education has shaped your approach to technology and leadership? And what were your early inspirations that led you to this career in tech?
Well, let me start with the last part of your question. There's a lot to unpack there. I think, like a lot of people in my generation, I was one of those kids who saved up money for mowing lawns and odd jobs to build a PC. And I was saving up to buy a 540 meg hard drive that I could build into my system that I put together myself from CompUSA. These are all relics, probably the 90s. And I was that kid that begged to go to space camp, and I was successful in that. So that was great. So tech's in my bones and always just something that's really interesting, you know, to me. So naturally as a kid, I gravitated towards technology and high tech, and I went into, you know, college to study engineering. And more recently, you know, I just believe that technology has created some of the most value of any sector over at least the last half century, and is going to continue to lead this charge, particularly enterprise software, data products drive incredible return on investments for the companies that implement them. You know, this is often hundreds of percent, and it's enabled wholesale transformation of countless industries. So that's been really exciting. And you know, that's naturally where I've gravitated. And I guess from the first part, you know, I'm an engineer at the end of the day and enjoy solving big problems and seeing those transformations I talked about take place. Never been content with status quo, big fan of innovation. And, you know, to do these things, an educational foundation is really important to acquiring the knowledge you need just to get into the conversation. And while I received a lot of this from some great universities, it's really cool that it's not the only path available anymore. You know, and as for leadership, I can't recommend the, you know, MIT MBA program enough, particularly the executive MBA program, in the sense that, you know, the educational content's really strong, as you'd expect, but some of the best learnings you get around leadership and problem solving really comes from, you know, a diverse group of leaders that are your peers, generally in your age bracket. You know, they're dealing with similar problems as you are, but in different industries, different details. And I think that perspective adds a lot more than just professional network. I mean, you know, those, again, you could take that back to your business, and that's really priceless, in my opinion.
Thank you. And I appreciate you kind of flipped the answers around, which is totally fine, but I like the story. Your story is a little bit flipped around as well. I think you were really an entrepreneur at the get-go and then decided, you know, to go into education or get your education. And I do appreciate the story on that. Really do. It will resonate with some of our audience for sure. And Piers, as a CEO of EagleView, you've emphasized the transformational power of technology in various industries. Can you discuss your journey to this leadership position and what motivated you to join EagleView?
So I discovered EagleView while I was working in various startups within the construction and insurance industries. The potential of what EagleView was doing, we were a very nascent business, the technology of really being able to take this aerial imagery and create this data set that would, you know, really impact all values of this, the insurance, construction, you know, homeowner kind of value chain was just enormous to me. So I saw this potential of EagleView. while I was working with them, and they were a data integrator for us. And again, I saw this opportunity for what EagleView was doing to completely revolutionize the way that insurance claims were being handled and construction jobs were being completed. And what's cool is that this transformation happens without these zero sum, you know, dynamics. Anytime you can have a solution that gives you back more time so that you can use that to do other things, that's again, very, very valuable and so very special. So I jumped at the opportunity to join up with EagleView, I guess, 11 years ago, and I've been here ever since. So, and there's also a really strong purpose that led me here as well. I mean, we have a technology that keeps people off roofs. It gets homeowners that have been impacted by a storm, for example, back on their feet faster, probably saved a lot of lives over the years. And this is a stat that, you know, because we've kept these people off of all these roofs over the years, we don't even know what that number is, but we're proud of it anyway. Yeah. You know, and we see lots of, and I saw dozens and dozens of other applications that we chased down and were able to grow the business with. You know, in terms of the role, you know, I'd say that the passion for the customers, technology, and our employees really, you know, took me to this chair. This wasn't a job that I targeted. It just kind of rather grew into it. You know, as the business developed over the years, you know, I also developed professionally and took educational opportunities, both in formal university settings, but also through workshops and you know, other you know, ways of gaining that knowledge. And I had some really strong mentors along the way that really pushed me and challenged me to take on more. And then I developed a cohort of leaders along the way that could do my previous role better than I did. So it's been a really, really awesome journey.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Really do. There's a lot that can be applied in the work that you do at EagleView as far as industries. And I like how it's really that segue into that position there. And then of course you've grown your leaders, and then some of those leaders have done better than you did in that position. And that's something that a lot of people don't typically recognize, right? And that's what I call some high EQ. So thank you. And Piers, next question here, you discovered the key to driving growth in organizational health, emphasizing the connection between purpose and performance. Can you elaborate on this philosophy and how it has influenced EagleView's strategy and culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of people have said a lot of things about, you know, giving people a why, for example, and others, and I'm not going to repeat all of that, but I really strongly believe that having a purpose in what you do is really the key to getting, you know, the top performance out of people. And you can get purpose in many things. It doesn't necessarily have to tie into the product or service that you make or offer, although it's really great if it does. You know, it can be as simple as creating an amazing environment and culture around learning and development and developing people to be their best. But driving organizational health and performance certainly needs to be about much more than hitting a, you know, profit, a bookings target, right? So in terms of EagleView, you know, we're one of the lucky ones out there that have a clear purpose in terms of how our products positively impact the world, both from a sustainability perspective as well as a, you know, an efficiency and time savings and safety. We already talked about that. And we have, you know, lots of really incredible R&D to help, you know, further accelerate that mission. So I think making sure that our people here really understand where this thing's going and the problems we're trying to solve and the impact of those problems, that's really the key to the strategy and really getting the most out of the business. And, you know, the culture part of this, you know, I heard somebody say once that culture, the word culture gets used, kind of misused a little bit. To us, culture is just simply, you know, the way things are done around here. And that culture of continuous improvement, innovation, not taking ourselves too seriously, trying to have fun, being candid, that really is this basis for innovation and continuous improvement and safety, psychological safety. And that's really important as well. And, you know, that means offering lots of opportunities for our employees to take on more responsibilities and challenges like I have. Yeah. So that's sort of how we look at it.
Thank you, Piers. I appreciate that. And culture does get used quite a bit in today's vocabulary, obviously. And I know sometimes you don't want to oversimplify it, but sometimes it just needs to be simple. And I like the approach to that there at EagleView. And Pierce, last question, with your passion for technology's transformative power, can you share an example of how EagleView is revolutionizing the way industries operate? And how do you see this evolving in the next few years?
I'd love to. There's so many examples I can give you here because EagleView is really been transformative in dozens of industries. And so I can kind of walk through some of our solutions, but I'll just say generally the trend of being able to create a data set that enables people to be more effective in a remote setting, you know, be able to understand how a property is changing or how the environment is impacting the area that they're looking at, or being able to respond and triage, you know, wildfires in Maui, for example, you know, to be able to do this without having to put somebody on a plane and go to a job site, you can dramatically reduce the amount of time it takes to get someone back on their feet. So we look at being able to use this kind of geospatial data to really transform field service and create all of these massive efficiencies. And just sticking with this example, there's a workforce problem. You know, we start talking about tax assessors and inspectors and adjusters and contractors. There's a shrinking workforce. And I think, and this is generally a highly trained, highly skilled workforce. So in order to keep up with the growth that these industries are looking to sustain, you know, these technology solutions are going to be critical so that they can get the most out of their workforce as things, you know, as that workforce contracts. And I think we have lots and lots of opportunity to continue to push the envelope. The advances in compute by around the corner, you're looking at quantum. Though it's an incredibly exciting space, and you know, these emerging technologies are just going to create so much more opportunity to continue to transform and revolutionize these workflows.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And today we're seeing all kinds, including first entrepreneurs jumping out and taking advantage of some of the technologies, because now, honestly, I've been doing technology for 20 plus years and this is a game changer, and it levels the playing field for someone that's a startup versus someone that's a Fortune 100, for example. I've seen proof of it. I've talked to hundreds of people on this podcast about emerging tech. So appreciate your insights, Pierce. I really do. And Pierce, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thanks again.
Bye for now.